With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the Supreme Court hears arguments on birthright citizenship, which it is doing now, President Trump is there. He's attending the arguments in person. The Iran war will be the topic of this evening's presidential address to the nation.
President Trump told reporters he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in. We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon, and they'll become tumbling down.
But as for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, through which some 20% of the world's oil passes...
That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up.
The White House says the president will address the nation on the war Wednesday night. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Americans loosened the purse strings in February.
Retail sales have increased, but the impact of the Iran war threatens to derail spending. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in February after dropping 0.1% in January. But there is a concern that Americans, already squeezed by years of elevated inflation, will cut spending because of higher gas prices. The average price per gallon jumped another 4 cents overnight and is now $4.06 a gallon. The price has increased more than $1 a gallon since the start of the war. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 204 points, the Nasdaq ahead 242, and the S&P better by 41 points. This is SRN News. A leading poll taker looks at America in its 250th birthday year.
The Pew Research Center is marking the country's big anniversary by compiling a vast data profile of how we have changed since the last big celebration, the bicentennial, 50 years ago. Pew reports that, amongst other things, quote, the American family has witnessed substantial changes. Americans marry and have children at later ages than they once did, and fewer are doing these things at all. Also, a smaller share of children live with two married parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is suing the state of Minnesota and its school athletics governing body for allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department says the Minnesota State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's the federal law barring sex discrimination in all educational programs and programs that receive federal funds. This is SRN News. This professor is going old school.
Once a semester, a Cornell University instructor requires her students to complete an in-class assignment using typewriters, an exercise to help them understand what writing, thinking, and classrooms were like before everything turned digital. The exercise started in 2023 as Grit Matthias Phelps grew frustrated that her German language students were using generative AI and online translation platforms to churn out grammatically perfect assignments. The revival's part of a national trend towards old-school testing methods like in-class pen and paper exams and oral tests to prevent AI use for assignments on laptops. Keith Peters, Washington.
Tech pioneer Apple is marking its golden anniversary. It was back in 1976 at Apple Computer. It was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. More details, SRNnews.com.